With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Senate Democrats are proposing sweeping legislation aimed at breaking up dominant U.S. meatpacking companies, arguing that greater competition could help lower grocery prices and improve conditions for farmers and ranchers. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer introduced the Family Grocery and Farmer Relief Act, which would limit large meat processors to handling only one major type of meat and impose caps on market concentration in the beef sector. Reports show the Federal Trade Commission would be tasked with enforcing the limits and in ordering companies to divest plants or business units if they exceed them. Supporters say the measure is designed to curb the power of the largest meat companies and address rising food prices. Industry groups criticize the proposal, warning that forcing companies to split operations could disrupt supply chains and raise costs for consumers. Lawmakers introduced the bill as beef prices remain elevated and scrutiny grows over consolidation in the meatpacking industry. A tick-borne cattle disease is spreading rapidly across Missouri, with confirmed cases now reported in 60 counties, raising concern among veterinarians and livestock producers. Reports show the disease, Theileria orientalis aquida, was first detected in Missouri in 2023 and has expanded steadily as the Asian longhorn tick, the parasite's primary carrier, spreads across the state. The organism infects red blood cells and can cause severe anemia in cattle. Veterinary experts say symptoms may include weakness, jaundice, pale mucous membranes, and lethargy. In severe cases, the disease can lead to death, particularly in stressed animals or baby calves. There's currently no approved treatment or vaccine available in the U.S., leaving prevention and tick control as the main tools for managing the disease. Researchers and extension specialists are urging producers to closely monitor cattle for signs of illness and to work with veterinarians to manage tick populations as the parasite continues to expand westward into the state. A Missouri state court has granted preliminary approval to a proposed $7.3 billion settlement aimed at resolving thousands of lawsuits alleging that Bayer's Roundup herbicide caused cancer. Reports show the order from the Missouri Circuit Court in St. Louis allows the company to begin notifying potential claimants nationwide and sets a July 9th fairness hearing to determine whether the settlement will receive final approval. As part of the preliminary ruling, Bayer must deposit $500 million into the settlement fund within 10 business days. The proposed settlement, announced in February, is intended to compensate current and future plaintiffs who claim Roundup exposure caused non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The agreement also establishes a long-term program for handling future claims. Attorneys representing plaintiffs said the ruling is an important step towards compensation for victims after years of litigation. The settlement process will now move through a notice period before the court decides whether to grant final approval later this year. A growing dispute over pesticide regulations has emerged as a key flashpoint in negotiations over the next federal farm bill. Lawmakers debated provisions that would limit state authority over pesticide labeling and protect manufacturers from certain lawsuits if products are used according to federal guidelines. Supporters say the changes are needed to protect farmers' access to crop protection tools. Critics argue the provisions could weaken consumer protections and make it harder for people claiming health impacts from pesticides to pursue legal action. The issue has become increasingly contentious amid lawsuits involving glyphosate, a widely used herbicide. State legislatures have also considered measures aimed at limiting pesticide liability, reflecting broader national debates about regulation of agricultural chemicals. Agricultural groups warn that restrictions on crop protection products could reduce yields and increase production risks. The issue is expected to remain a major point of contention as Congress negotiates final farm legislation. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.